Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it with us. Recently, I came across the McKinsey survey where they talked to 2,000 executives and asked them how important innovation is for them. Now, the answers should not be all that surprising. 84% responded that innovation was extremely or very important to their company's growth. At the same time, the Boston Consulting Group found that almost 80% of executives put innovation as one of the top three priorities for their companies. And almost 25% made it the single top priority. And it wasn't just arbitrary, right? Look, research shows that innovation has a significant positive impact. Highly innovative, consistently innovative companies hold six times the market share of their peers, and they make three times the profit. So why wouldn't you focus on increasing and improving your ability to be consistently innovative? Now, the ability for an organization to be consistently innovative is not the result of accident. You just cannot sit back and wait for some magic to happen. You need to recruit and mentor innovation leadership within your organization. Now, it's not just any innovation leadership. You need innovation leadership that can deliver, not the innovation leadership that you kind of stick off to the corner and they think great thoughts. You need innovation leadership that can not only help drive those ideas, but actually have an impact. So what are those skills, abilities, experiences that world-class innovation leadership should bring to an organization? That's what we're going to talk about today. I've come up with eight things your innovation leadership could bring to your organization. So if you're a CXO looking to build up your ability to be consistently innovative, or you are or want to be that innovation leader within your organization or maybe another organization, these are the eight things, these eight skills, abilities, experiences that they need to bring in order to be that innovation leader. So what's number one? Number one is experience. You need to recruit people who've done it. They've lived the front line of taking an idea and turning it into success. Having a failure under the belt is a big plus, because if all they've ever had is success, then they're really not innovators. They're execution people. They're taking other people's ideas and just executing. It's that upfront, messy kind of process where you're trying a bunch of experiments and you're having things not work out. That's where the real value from innovation gets established. Professional consultants are not experienced. This is kind of my soapbox. You've heard me on this before. There are a lot of people out there who claiming that they're the magic for innovation, but they've never lived it. They've read some books. They go to some webinars. They get on the speaking circuit. They maybe write a book, right? They may help others implement. They understand the theory. they can actually help, you know, be productive in helping people deploy processes. But they themselves have not lived on the line. They've not lived with the responsibility that they have to get that idea or go through a whole big long list of ideas and translate those into innovations. So number one is experience. You need to either get that experience if you want to be an innovation leader, or if you're trying to recruit innovation leadership into your organization, go for that experience. Number two, culture. Your innovation leader needs to be able to build an innovation culture. It's absolutely critical. Now, well-established organizations struggle the most with an innovation culture. Why? Because they have this historical approaches to hiring, to firing, to dealing with failure, to how do you delegate, how do you assign responsibility, how do you hold people accountable, micromanaging, non-micromanaging. You have this whole history that lots of organizations are bringing along with them. The person who will be your innovation leader should have a background in building and nurturing an innovation culture. But I'll warn you, if you're going into an existing organization or if you're a CEO at an existing organization and you want to bring innovation leadership into your organization, this is the one area where patience will be required. Because if the culture that's established is not an innovation culture, for instance, if failure is not tolerated, it's a big micromanagement kind of a culture. People get fired for making, you know, what could be perceived as simple mistakes. There's not a strong culture of delegation. Then you're going to have to rip your culture down to the studs and rebuild it. Look, I just went through this. I'm now a CEO. I had to go through and spent almost 3 years doing a rebuild of culture. And be quite honest, we're nowhere near where we need to be. Culture is incredibly hard. But you want to recruit an innovation leader that can do this, who's done it, who's experienced, who has a strong opinion on the kind of culture your organization should have. Be careful if somebody comes in and says, well, we want a culture just like company X. We want to be like Apple, or we want to be like Google, or we want to be like Amazon. Cultures are unique to your history. Cultures are unique to your organization. Cultures are unique what the objective is. So you want an innovation leader that is not a cookie cutter, but also someone, though, that does have a strong opinion on the role that culture has within your organization. Now, with both number one being experience, number two being culture, number three should not be a surprise, and that's people. You want an innovation leader who understands that innovation is about people. It's that human ingenuity, those sparks of ideas that transform organizations. Innovation is not something we've been able to figure out on how to assign to a robot, how to assign to artificial intelligence. We need people, and you need an innovation leader who understands this. It's not about processes and posters around the building and all those other things. It's a people-driven activity. Now, at the same time, though, innovation does not happen from a single team. So innovation needs to help other leaders. Sometimes when you're bringing in an innovation leader, they want to build, quote, an innovation team underneath them. I'm not a big fan of that. I believe that innovation leaders are those that help leaders within your organization deliver at a much higher impact of innovation, whether that's in finance or IT or R&D or production or sales. Innovation needs to be company-wide. It needs to be all the people within your organization, not just people with, quote, innovation in their title or part, quote, part of an innovation team. So innovation leaders need to help other leaders recruit, both internally and externally, people who can help the organization succeed. They need to be great at team building and teamwork and networking across the organization. It's not about how big their organization is. That's not the driver for innovation leadership. It's about organizational impact. You can't scale an organization big enough in one team. Plus, trust me, I've lived through this many times. When you have a team that has innovation in the title, you are dooming that team to be getting attacked and having a high risk of failure because everybody else in your organization steps back and goes, oop, that's their responsibility, not my responsibility. And that is not helpful. That will not allow an organization to be consistently delivering high impact innovations. So the people within the organization, you know, and we all talk about this, people are the most important asset that we have, right? Get out of the buzzword thing. Your innovation leadership role, if you are an innovation leader or you want to be an innovation leader, it's more important on the innovation impact you help with others being more innovative than it is for you to be able to have patent plaques on the wall or getting credit for a new product launch. That's fine. You can deliver an innovation, but how do you changing and how do you transform your organization to be able to have that kind of high impact? So, again, number one is experience. Number two is culture. And number three is people. So we've just covered the first three of eight areas and skills and things your innovation leader should bring to your organization. We're going to cover the rest of them to the rest of this show today. So you are not going to want to go anywhere. So stay right there. We're going to be right back. As always, all of this information will be over at killerinnovations.com in the show notes. And we'll be right back after this quick, short commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
This episode of Killer Innovations is brought to you by Zoom. Zoom delivers flawless video, clear audio, and the best sharing technologies so that your teams can work better together no matter where your team is at. Now, how do I know this? I've been using Zoom every day for almost 2 years to collaborate with my team who's scattered around the world. And it's the first video collaboration technology that literally works everywhere in the world. I've used Zoom from Africa, from Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan, Europe, South America. It works everywhere. So check it out. If you've got teams that are not in location with you and you need to drive a level of innovation, a level of collaboration, and a level of creativity, Zoom is the tool for you. It's not just me that thinks so. Gartner has named Zoom the new leader in its Magic Quadrant for web conferencing this year, and it's quickly getting explosive use within small, medium, and even large enterprise customers. So give it a try. Zoom has arranged for a free account that will allow you to meet up with 50 video participants. Visit killerinnovations.com/Zoom to find out more. So today we're talking about those 8 things your innovation leaders should bring to your organization. We've covered the first 3, which was experience, culture, and people. So what's number 4? Number 4 is one that I really haven't talked about much in the history of this show, but I'm finding it to be more important when I'm guiding and coaching and mentoring people who want to become innovation leaders, and that is executive presence. You need to have a certain level of executive presence. Now, I'm not talking about going out and buying a $1,000 suit. Look, you've seen me and you've seen me on stage or seen me on Fox Business or met with me or whatever. You know that I'm not the $1,000 suit guy. I'm not talking about that. The innovation leader has to act as a translator. They need to translate the innovations that are happening deep within the organizations so that the executives see and understand the what and the why. What are you doing it and why are you doing it? Why are we doing this project? What projects are we doing? Why are they important? So what? Why should the executives care? You have to act as that translator. You got to talk in a way that the CEO, the chairman of the board, the top senior executives understand the role. You just can't sit back and say, they don't get it. If they don't get it, it's your fault, not their fault. So step up. And in turn, you need to translate that executive talk so that the innovators understand what the innovation objectives are. What's the CEO saying? What's the board saying? What's the overall strategy of the organization? Then how do you break that down so that the innovators understand it? So this executive presence, I haven't talked about it much, but I'm just recognizing that it's becoming more and more important. And the innovation leader needs to understand that they have to earn their seat. You don't get invited to the adult table, as I jokingly say. You know, you don't get invited to have a permanent seat in the boardroom simply because you have, it's important, innovation's important to your organization, and at the same time, you have innovation in your title, you're the innovation leader, you should automatically be invited into that room every time there's a discussion, and you should be included as part of the executive team. You don't get to what I call the adult table purely because of your title. You have to earn it. You earn the right. You are delivering the value, or you are bringing these things as an innovation leader to your organization, and they become part of a critical element. You don't get it by default. You do not get it by the title. And so therefore, it is not worrying about, you know, your title and not worrying about, you know, who do you report to. It's about delivering the value. Deliver the innovation value. Show the innovation value that you can enable within your organization. That's what earns you the right to be at that table. Now, an executive presence, it does contain an element of your ability to present, your ability to be clear and crisp, your ability to be short and to the point. It is about your presence, your ability to respond when you're on slide two and the conversation goes off in a direction you hadn't planned for, but you knowing your stuff to where that doesn't throw you off, that you can continue. There's a lot of things around professional executive presence that you need to be good at if you really are going to be a strategic innovation leader within your organization. So, number four, executive presence. And let me know. I'm thinking that maybe if there might be some interest in me just taking a future show and talking about what I think about when I say executive presence or executive functioning skills. But let me know if you think that would be useful. Maybe we'll do a future show. Number five, you need to be a great ideation facilitator. You need to be a top-notch facilitator of using a variety of innovation methodologies, processes, skills. How do you run brainstorming sessions? How do you do focus groups? How do you do, you know, there's this thing now called brain writing. There's all these different methodologies. The innovation leader needs to be the expert at using all of these capabilities. And they know how to define a problem space so that when you bring a team and they're facilitating a brainstorming, that the team sees this huge value from this facilitation. So, for instance, an innovation leader, top-notch innovation leader, has to be just absolutely on the money with defining the BHAG, the bold, hairy, audacious goal. And then they know how to bring the right team together and the role of diversity. Now, I'm not talking about diversity of kind of in the HR. Well, that's important, you know, gender and race, those are all. You want as much diversity as possible, but you also need diversity in thinking styles. And you need diversity in backgrounds. You know, everybody was born in the U.S. and even live overseas, you know, came from money growing up, didn't come from money, etc. What I have found is having the most diverse people as part of a team significantly increases the quality of the ideas that are being presented. And how do you know that you're a good facilitator? Teams clamor to get the innovation leader involved in helping them ideate because they are just so good at it. We need to come up with an idea. We need to get Joe because he's a phenomenal facilitator and he really drives us to come up with really great ideas. That's what you want. You want as a leader, or two, if you are the innovation leader, you want to be that person. So you want to be a great ideation facilitator. So again, so far, we've talked about experience, culture, people, executive presence, and great ideation facilitator. So we've covered five of the eight. We have three more to go. We're going to step out, take a quick commercial break. You're not going to want to miss this, so stay right there. We will have everything up on the show notes after the show, so check those out. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
This segment of Killer Innovations is sponsored by HP. Now, HP's recently come on with the sponsor. We're working with them, actually, as part of retrofitting the new studio here. So we are using a Z2 Workstation Mini here now to do all the streaming and video work here in the studio. We're using an HP Slice for actually acting as the Zoom gateway, so guests joining us here in the show. And I am now the proud user of an HP EliteBook 360 as my day-to-day laptop, and I'm telling you, this thing just absolutely rock. So check it out. HP's been a big supporter for me. As you know, I was formerly the CTO there. And while I was at HP, HP partnered with me to form HackingAutism.org, a nonprofit charity that I now run with my daughter, who's a speech language pathologist working with children and adults with autism. HP continued to support that even after I'm leaving, and part of this sponsorship allows me to put more funds into the work that we do with Hacking Autism. So check it out. They have got some great products, new technologies coming out. You're not going to want to miss that. If you're thinking about a workstation, new laptops, collaboration tools like Zoom, hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom and check out what we've got going on over there. So again, killerinnovations.com/HP. Check it out. Thanks. So let's continue on in our discussion. So far we've talked about the eight things that your innovation leader should bring to your organization. We've covered number one, experience, number two, culture, three, people, four, executive presence, and number five, great ideation facilitator, great facilitators for your brainstorming sessions, etc. So what's number six? Number six is the ability to create, measure, and deliver against innovation metrics. A lot of innovation leaders are really great at trying to create and maybe try to measure, but they don't commit to delivering against the innovation metrics. You want an innovation leader that knows how to define the innovation metrics, but that is tailored to your organization. There are many books out there, and look, I've got blog posts. You can hop on over to philmckinney.com, just put metrics in, and you're going to see, I don't know, half dozen, dozen posts I've done over the last 20 years on innovation metrics. The key here is not to try to use somebody else's metrics. You can take lessons learned, and you might find some bits and pieces that work for other organizations that might work for you, but innovation leaders need to create the right innovation metrics that will elicit the right behavior. It's like the old saying, be careful what you measure, because people will work to the measurement. So you want to be careful of exactly every word in the metric. If you're using this to set objectives for people's performance, whether that's how they get their raises or how they get paid their bonuses, you need to be very, very careful. Leaders need to really understand, how do I define this metric to elicit a behavior that I want, and to look at that metric and look at it from all directions to ensure that I don't get some form of unintended consequence. This is probably one of the hardest tasks for an innovation leader in defining the metrics. It's not just, ooh, we're just going to use percentage of R&D of revenue, so do we spend 3% of revenue on R&D? Do we spend 5%, which is actually a bogus metric. Everybody uses it. But trust me, it's an absolutely, you know, bogus metric. But just as important, if you're that innovation leader and you define the metric, then you need to commit and take responsibility to deliver against that metric. Even though they are organization objectives, and in many cases, they will be beyond your direct control. Right? So if you're going to say, okay, one of the metrics, I don't know, if you're going to do 2 worldwide launched products per year. By the way, that was a metric that I got measured as the CTO at Hewlett Packard. 2 fundamentally new product launches globally every year. Now, I had dependency on supply chain and manufacturing, all kinds of things, right? Sales, right? They didn't report to me, but I committed to that metric. And let me tell you, it was hard because you've got to work well with others. You can't think of yourself as going off into the innovation bat cave and you're going to go do your thing and magic happens. It doesn't, particularly in well-established organizations. So you got to create the metric. You got to measure the metric. You got to deliver against the metric, even when it is not in your direct control. All right? And it's not the, well, we're going to do 2, but that, and at the end of the year, you delivered 1, and then you're trying to say, well, you know, but, you know, Joe wouldn't give me priority in the manufacturing plant, or, you know, Steve wouldn't get his sales guys to actually help me, you know, bogus. Take it, own it, be responsible for it. And if you're a CXO, and you're trying to drive innovation leadership, and you're trying to recruit innovation leadership, check this out before you hire the person, before you move them into the role. Have they delivered? And even delivered in areas where it was beyond their control, but they had to use influence to get others to align. 7, coach and mentor. If you're going to be an innovation leader, you have to do continuous coaching and mentoring. As we talked before about in the people area, it's not about you building a team. It's about your influence across the organization and to scale it. The only way to scale it is by coaching and mentoring. Innovation leaders need to understand the difference, though, between coaching and mentoring and when to step in and when to step back. So what is the difference? So what is coaching? Coaching provides very specific instructions regarding how to improve something, performance, process, something. For example, a baseball coach will help his team members improve specific functions like pitching, catching, batting. He'll offer clear directives and suggestions for improvement. For an innovation leader, that coaching terms on how to improve may be a project. You're coaching a team that's working. You're not leading the team. You've got leadership. You're providing the innovation element of coaching that team to get that idea and move it forward. The flip side is mentor. Mentoring relationships are less specific, and they look at the bigger picture. A mentor becomes more of a trusted advisor that crosses, in many cases, even personal and professional lives. This is about helping people build up their overall ability to help them in their career so that innovation becomes part of their success as an individual. Even in my organizations, when I've been a leader, I was an innovation mentor even to the CEO or even to the chairman of the board, right? I was mentoring them around innovation to help them build their ability as leaders to lead the overall organization. So if you're going to be a top-notch innovation leader or if you're a CXO looking to bring in an innovation leader, their ability to be both a coach, step in, help that team, coach the leader on that team, to execute around a very specific objective, get this product done, launch this new innovation, etc. At the same time, mentoring, it's helping people become much more skilled, confident, and able to use innovation in their day-to-day job function. Mentoring allows you to scale because you can influence people who then in turn can influence others. Coaching is around execution and delivery. And good innovation leaders are both. They can do both. So, again, Today, we're talking about the 8 things your innovation leader should bring to your organization. Number 1 was experience. Number 2 was culture. 3 was people. 4 is executive presence. Number 5 is being a great ideation facilitator. Number 6, create, measure, deliver against innovation metrics. And number 7 is your ability to be a coach and a mentor in knowing the difference between each one. So we've covered 7 of the 8. We're going to have to step out, take another quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about number 8. And so, therefore, you're not going to want to go anywhere. Stay right there. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up right here, talking about number 8, and then I'll summarize kind of the perspective of how all these things weave together to really create organizations that have a sustainable, repeatable process of innovation that has that positive impact on our organization, where you will be heads and shoulders above your peers. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. You're listening to this show, Kill Innovations, on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Kill Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. 1 out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the 8 things your innovation leader should bring to your organization. So far we've covered 1, experience. 2, the importance of culture. 3, people. 4 is executive presence. 5 is being a great ideation facilitator. 6, the ability to create, measure, and deliver against innovation metrics. 7 is coaching and mentoring. And what is 8? Now, 8 for me, and actually it's one that is just absolutely foundational, is being a great collaborator. Collaborators and the ability to collaborate is fundamental to innovation success. Great innovation leaders model great collaboration. And it's not the fake thing, but really are truly, really, really good at collaboration. And what are some of the ways that we exhibit maybe not such great collaboration? Well, for instance, NIH, not invented here. I run into this all the time in all organizations, down to 5 people, up to 240,000 people in an organization. Not invented here is not collaboration. NIH is, it's all going to stay within my team. It's all going to stay within my division, my operational. That's from outside of our organization. We're not going to take it. We're going to hoard our work. We're going to hoard our information. We're not going to share. We're not going to invite others to step in and participate. NIH doesn't belong inside any organization. I would challenge anybody to justify why NIH is a good thing, because it's not. Right? I fight this all the time. I fight it in every organization I've been in, and it's one of my biggest frustrations. The other is just fighting over credit. You know, oh, that was my idea, not your idea. That was my team's idea, and you're taking credit, you know. Fighting over who gets credit is not collaboration. Innovation leaders are focusing on getting the best out of others, no matter where they're at. They could be an outside firm, universities, they can be people within your organizations, people that you need to bring together who may not even get along, and you've got to play kind of that middle person. It's about getting the best out of the people, out of the organization. And it's interesting, credit tends to be the one issue. great innovation leaders focus on getting that best, and they're not worrying about who gets credit in the end. Trust me, in my experience, credit always tends to find the right person in the end. It all settles out in the very end. Don't ask me how it works. It's not something that I have learned to manipulate. But when I've taken my eye off of saying, okay, who gets credit, who doesn't, you know, who cares? Let's just make this happen. Let's make this successful, right? Credit tends to settle back on the people who actually made it happen. So, again, today we talked about the 8 things your innovation leader should bring to your organization. If you are a CEO, these are the things you should be looking at when you're recruiting. If you are an innovation leader, these are the things that you should look upon yourself and see what it is, how you stack up. So number 1, experience. Number 2, culture. Building, maintaining, sustaining an innovation culture. Number 3, people. How do you recruit, teamwork, bring people, the right teams together to be successful. Number 4, executive presence. You've got to have that ability to talk executive and talk innovator. Number 5, you need to be just an absolutely great ideation facilitator. Number 6, the ability to create, measure, and commit it to deliver against the innovation metrics. Number 7, coaching and mentoring. And number 8, you need to be a great collaborator. Now, while I started off addressing the show to CEOs and chief operating officers or wherever innovation, you know, is being driven from an executive level, it's a good scorecard for those of you who want to become innovation leaders inside your organization. So how would you score yourself against each of these 8 items? Now, be honest with yourself. How would you score yourself? Now, don't sweat it. There are some of the on this list that I need to get back to and do more of, such as coaching and mentoring. So nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's got all 8 of these things. But it helps you to point out where you may need to spend some more time. Are you really showing collaboration skills? Have you really focused enough on culture? Have you focused on team building and team working? Are you coaching and mentoring people across your organization? So go back, think about it, go through all 8. I'll have the entire list with along with these little descriptions up on the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. So you can grab those, take a look at those, and then be honest with yourself. If you want to be an innovation leader within your organization, or you want to apply for a position to be an innovation leader, either in your organization or some other organization, think about these 8 skills, these 8 things that every top-notch, world-class innovation leader should be bringing into an organization. And if you have them, then let people know. Let people know that you're ready to step up and be that next innovation leader. So, want to wrap up today. Thanks for joining us today. I know you have an alternative and that you chose to spend the last 40 minutes with me means a lot to me. I just want to say thank you. If I can be of any help, drop me an email at phil@killerinnovations.com. That email does not get filtered, doesn't go through staff. That comes directly to me, directly into my mailbox. So drop me a note. Let me know how I can help. Connect over on LinkedIn. Just let me know if you're connecting on LinkedIn that you're a listener. Because I get lots. I literally get hundreds of LinkedIn requests a week. But if you let me know that you're a listener, I'll accept the invite on LinkedIn. Follow over on Facebook. Follow over on Twitter. We do put out a lot of information during the week. Also, check out innovation.tools for the latest tools to help you and your team innovate. Everything from the new killer question card decks through books and other things. So go check it out over at innovation.tools. And with that, we're going to wrap it up for this week's show. We've got great sets of guests coming up here soon, so you're not going to want to miss that. And I do again thank you, and we'll see you next week. This is Killer Innovations. You're listening to us on the BizTalk Radio Network. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,